بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today we start a new chapter, باب تحريم سب الأموات بغير حق ومصلحة شرعية. The chapter on the prohibition of verbally abusing the dead without any need or any شرعي benefit. The person has passed away, and now to start saying words or speaking out against that person who has passed away, we are prohibited from doing so, and as we're going, we'll understand why Shariat has prohibited us from speaking out against the person that has passed away. Because the person now has reached a place where he will have to give an account of their deeds, his or her account of the deeds. He will have to give, or she will have to give, account of the deeds that they did. And if they were people of righteousness, they will be rewarded. And if they were people or disobedient sinners, they will be punished. And abusing them, speaking out, hurling abuse against them now after they have passed away, this will not change anything. They already have reached that place where they would have reached. In the dunya, the person, by speaking out against a person, there's some benefit. The person may refrain, he may stop, he may take heed. But now when a person has already gone to his final abode, he's either going to be rewarded or he's going to be punished. By speaking out against that person will not change anything. In addition, sometimes Allah Ta'ala grants a favorable and positive end to a sinful person, which people are unaware of. So hence, for the living now to condemn this person that has passed away is of no benefit. So this is the first part of this chapter. But the beauty of the Muhaddithin and the beauty of our deen, it doesn't just leave it like that. There will be certain situations where you will have to speak out against a person that even passed away. So therefore, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has brought the second part of this chapter. So he says, بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ وَمَصْلِحَةٍ شَرْعِيَّةٍ, that verbally abusing the dead is prohibited without any need or any shari'i benefit. If there is a need to speak out against a person that has passed away, if there is a need to speak out against a person that is now dead, then shari'at allows for it. And some example of this would be that a person that has passed away and he has initiated some bid'at, some false practices, and people are now following his bid'at and his false practices. Now to speak out against that, to stop the people, then there's no harm. In fact, it becomes necessary to speak out. Otherwise, this person had started something in his lifetime and people are still following that. Or sometimes they're following him also in his ways. Example is Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. This person had started and claimed that he was the Nabi after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now people would follow him. If the ulama don't speak out against him even after he passed away, then what will happen is some people will still continue to follow him. So now it becomes necessary to speak out against the person that has passed away. Like that, you'll find the person may have corrupt beliefs and he was misguiding people. So now after he passed away, it's still necessary for the for some ulama or people that know to correct the situation, even if it means speaking out against the person that has passed away. Why? Because there's some shari'i benefit in it. So therefore, Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi is saying that the general rule is it's prohibited. And it's prohibited in which situation? When there is no need or there is no shari'i benefit. Then he goes on to explain what the shari'i benefit is. وَهِيَ التَّحْذِيرُ مِنَ الْإِقْتِدَاءِ بِهِ فِي بِدْعَتِهِ وَفِسْقِهِ وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكِ وَفِيهِ الْآيَةُ وَالْأَحَادِيثُ السَّابِقَةُ فِي الْبَابِ قَبْلَهُ. The shari'i benefit here means that warning people from following a deceased person who was involved in bid'ah, innovation, sin and so forth. So the Quranic verses and ahadith of the previous chapters are also applicable. There are many, many chapters that we covered about ghibat, etc., etc. And when it becomes permissible, when it becomes necessary to speak out what we would normally term as ghibah, what would normally be prohibited, those also apply for the dead person. So he brings one hadith under this section and he closes up the section. So we'll do this hadith today. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tasubbu al-amwat fa'innahum qad afdaw ila ma qaddamu, rawahu al-Bukhari. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not verbally abuse the dead because they have reached what they sent ahead. As we explained, that they've reached now whatever they send good, they have reached it. Whatever evil they send, they have reached it. They're either going to be punished. So by now speaking out against them, it's not going to have any benefit. In fact, in one hadith, it is explained that the it won't reach them. This harm of you speaking against those that have passed away won't reach them. But what it will do is it will cause pain for those that are living. For example, the children now, they may be good people. They may not be following the father. So sometimes you'll get the father being a bad person. After the father is gone, then you taunt or you speak against him. However, if there is still a shari'i benefit for a person speaking, then there is no harm. And where shari'at allows us to speak, then there is no harm. However, when there is a shari'i need, there is a shari'i benefit, even in that situation where the son or the father that is a Muslim will get hurt by it, it doesn't matter. Sharia takes precedence for the general public over individuals. So it is entirely prohibited to speak ill of a diseased Muslim. So it is prohibited, as we explained, where there is no shari'i benefit. As for non-Muslims, it is permissible to condemn them in general terms. However, to specifically mention a person by name and to condemn him where there is no need, then it is not permissible. Where there is a need, then again, you can take a specific name of a non-Muslim also and condemn him. Those whom we have been informed of their disbelief are excluded from this prohibition, such as Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Fir'aun, etc. Here we've been informed directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've been informed about from the ayat of the Quran, Tabbat yada abi lahabi wa tab. Fir'aun, we've been informed from the Quran Sharif. Now here to speak specifically about these specific dead kuffar is no harm at all, because we've been told from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about them. Another reason for this prohibition is that close family members of the deceased are hurt by abusive speech. We explained this. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not condemn the dead, since you will hurt the living. Look how beautiful our deen is. Think about the living person also. If you're going to condemn the dead now unnecessarily, where there's no shari'i reason to do that, what you're going to do is you're going to hurt the living person. That you see somebody, he's a Muslim, but his father, he may be a revert Muslim, and you tell him your father and mother, they are in Jahannam, they are burning, they are bad, they were bad people, they didn't accept Islam. Now, by you hurling this abuse against his father, his mother, he's not going to change anything, but what you're doing is you're hurting the person and you're going to cause pain. And this is not something we're supposed to do. So therefore, do not condemn the dead, since you will be hurting the living. This hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif and Musnad Ahmad. Therefore, one should rather speak well of the deceased or remain silent if a person was a bad person, he passed away now. And there's no need. He had personal sins. He was a drunkard. He was a person that would commit zina. Now that's not going to affect, it's not going to corrupt the society. People are not going to follow him in his zina, they're not going to follow him in his sharab, they're not going to follow him in his personal habits that he have. So there we don't need to speak out against that person. He passed away, whatever he's going to reach, he's going to reach. We don't know what his end condition is going to be. So the better thing what we should do is keep quiet and make dua for that person. He was a Muslim, make dua for him. Whatever bad habits he had, Allah Ta'ala must forgive him, Allah Ta'ala must make his maghfirah. That we can do. However, where a person now is being followed, or he may have written a book, or he may have given talks in his lifetime that are still being circulated, now what happens? It becomes necessary for the ulama to speak out against that. And in speaking out against that, they will have to speak out against the practices of this person, speak out against this person. Why? Because there's a shari'i benefit, there's a need, and there's a reason to speak out. The hadith here is speaking in general terms that we should not be verbally abuse the dead, because they have reached what they have sent ahead. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. See how we refine our deen is. Everything we have been taught, when to speak, when not to speak, and when we speak, what should be the circumstances that we speak. When we're speaking, we shouldn't be hurting the living, we shouldn't be hurting this person, shouldn't be hurting that person. We should be careful of everything. And in the whole thing, in the whole picture, Shariat also mustn't get hurt. Sometimes we say, don't hurt this man, don't hurt that man, but the Shariat can get hurt. So here the deen is so beautiful. We don't hurt people also, and we don't hurt the Shariat. Where there's a need to protect the Shariat, we protect the Shariat. Where there's a need to protect people, we protect people. Everything in its perfect balance. And this is what you call a real Muslim. He puts everything in its correct place. Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of placing everything in its correct place. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.